reporters report things that other people do. They observe events and report them selectively according to what is newsworthy. What is newsworthy? I'm Dennis Jers. I'm teaching a news writing class at Seton Hill University. Ordinary events aren't newsworthy. Unusual events are. Dog bites man. Nah. Man bites dog? Yes. Local woman bakes a pie. Well, there's nothing unusual there. Kind woman bakes pies for stray dogs. Well, maybe if she's really weird and it's a slow news day. But what if she put, I don't know, caviar in the pies? Yeah, oh, and the dogs hate the pies. Well, that's better. And what if the scorned pie lady gets all angry and turns on the dogs? Oh, yeah. Ordinary people can become notable by being eccentric or surprising. Let's say this crazy pie lady runs for mayor. And ordinary people, when they achieve notable things, become less ordinary. Pie lady wins mayoral race. Once she gets to the mayoral mansion, Mayor Pie Lady bakes another pie. Well, that's not news. You could do a soft news feature, a personality profile, in which you say, despite a busy schedule at City Hall, Mayor Jane Smith still finds time to bake the pies that made her famous. But by itself, the fact that the mayor bakes a pie wouldn't be newsworthy. Even the mayor sometimes does boring stuff. Mayor naps in kitchen. Mayor naps at work. Shame on you, mayor. But context matters. Maybe the real story isn't who and what the mayor napped, but how, when, and why. Briefly, after a marathon legislative session in which she defended her position on funding the city's animal shelter. When we have an emotional connection to something, it's important to us. When I lose a dollar in a vending machine, well, I hate it. But is it newsworthy? My loss doesn't really affect anybody else, so who cares? Okay, but what if it's not me? What if it's somebody important? What if it's, I don't know, visiting Pope loses dollar in vending machine? Or clone of George Washington loses dollar in vending machine? That'd be ironic. Okay, I got it. Pope loses clone of George Washington in vending machine. Oh, man, I'd be all over that story. Where was I? Oh, yeah, newsworthiness. What have we got so far? Extraordinary events. The more extraordinary, the more newsworthy. Notable people. The more notable, the more newsworthy. Generally speaking, we aren't that interested in the ordinary, since most of us are ordinary people who do ordinary stuff. Cat stuck in tree. Nah. Escaped circus lion stuck in tree. Sure. Now, it'd be even better if it was, you know, an escaped George Washington clone stuck in the tree, or maybe if the circus lion chased the George Washington clone up the tree. And, of course, if that ever happened, it might be wise to check out what kind of tree you're talking about, because if it was a cherry tree, well, then you've got a story. Weird stuff is newsworthy, but scary and violent stuff is also newsworthy. Airliner crashes, they're newsworthy because they're rare and deadly. Reporters have a saying, if it bleeds, it leads. Good reporters shouldn't dwell on the negative, but it is a fact, disasters that don't happen aren't news. We don't hear about common annoyances either. A delayed airliner flight isn't really news. Well, except when it is news, airliner delayed 20 hours, 300 spend night on runway. Well, instead of an airliner, what if it's a private jet with just 4 people? Well, wait a minute, who were those 4 people? Just anybody? Well, what if 2 of them are a couple on their way to their honeymoon? What if it's not just any couple? Storm strands honeymooning mayor on runway. Yeah, mayor and clone groom stranded by blizzard. Mayor and clone hitched by Pope stranded by blizzard. See, the more prominent the people you have involved, the more newsworthy. I wasn't really going to talk about headlines, but as you can see, when a story gets complicated, you really have to think about what goes into the headline. Every word matters. let's just hope there weren't any pies involved. An event that impacts many people is more newsworthy than an event that impacts fewer people. A flood that has a severe impact on just one guy? Well, sure, that could be news, but if a different storm affects a lot more people, it's more newsworthy. Even if that second storm isn't as destructive, the number of people affected by the event affects its newsworthiness. In addition, proximity matters. If it happened nearby, the local impact is greater. If the same event were distant, it would have to affect more people or affect them more severely in order to remain newsworthy. Now, it's not a particularly admirable human trait, but let's be honest. Those far away people are strangers. We're less interested in them. Of course, a reporter can emphasize the local angle, seeking out and publicizing connections between global events and issues of interest to the local readers. A mayor sends pies to distant flood refugees. Flood refugees reject mayor's charity pies. I hope it goes without saying, but since we're covering the basics, I'll say it. In order for an event to be newsworthy, it has to be news. If you've heard it before, driving a car is a privilege, not a right. Or if you should already know it, scientists detect water in rain. Or if you're gonna learn it sooner or later, in college, even the smart students must work hard. Well, all these statements are true. They might be fine topics for an English composition paper, but they're not news, so they're not newsworthy. A news story has to be tied to a specific event, something that happened recently. An ongoing process isn't news. School continues to expand, but school announces plans for new building. Okay, see, the actual ceremony in which the announcement took place was probably pretty much a snoozer, but it was an event that justifies a broader look at the way the school has been expanding in recent years. So that announcement is the news hook, a recent event that's an excuse for publishing a story about an ongoing process. All these things are important, but there's one thing that really matters above all else. Well, let's see. There's an extraordinary thing done by a notable person. Somebody important or famous or just odd. It has a big impact on many people in the reader's local community. Nobody knows about it, and it happened 200 years ago. Well, I've got news for you. That's history. Not that there's anything wrong with history. The journalists are said to write the first rough draft of history, after all. Okay, well, let's review. Extraordinary events are more newsworthy than ordinary events. Notable people are more newsworthy than ordinary people. Something that has a significant impact is more newsworthy than something with a slight impact. Something that impacts more people is more newsworthy than something that impacts fewer people. Something that is local and relevant is more newsworthy than something that is or seems remote, and something that's current and recent is more newsworthy than something stale. So reporters report what is newsworthy. How do they do that? Well, they do it invisibly, and we'll talk about that later.